Becker, Episode 13, The Conclusion of the Hunt.
She's part of the game.
I said leave her alone.
Don't worry, Becker. I'll make sure she writes to you before the end. Goodbye, Becker.
My head throbbed with Sullivan's threats and last night's booze as we rushed down the trail towards the South Road where Sergeant Drake had left his car. An hour later, we were climbing the stairs towards Fiona's apartment.
Nobody's home. She's gotta be. Come on, Fiona, be there. We're going to have to break it in.
You're sure about this?
One, two, three.
You check the kitchen, I'll try the bedroom.
Okay.
Fiona? Fiona? Fiona?
Anything?
We're too late.
Calm down, Becker. We don't know that. She might have gone for a walk.
No. No, we have to grab her right now.
In broad daylight.
It's a game with him, Neil. Like a treasure hunt. He wants me one step behind him, all the way to the end.
What are you looking for?
A clue to his next move. Come on, Neil.
I don't know what we're after.
Anything. It might be anything.
Well, that's a lot of help.
You want help? Think of Whiskey Dan. Why don't you look through her books? He fancies himself a writer.
Okay, Becker.
No, 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 nothing here.
I think I've got something.
Great.
Dante's Inferno. To Fiona Highwood, with gratitude and respect, I have found this the key to many hidden matters. Signed, Timothy Sullivan.
Let me see it. Perhaps he's underlined something.
He hasn't.
Fiona, you're here.
I live here, Becker. Morning, Sergeant.
Miss,
where have you been?
I ran out of bread, if you must know. You look awful, Becker.
Where's Sullivan?
The last I heard, he was out hunting bears with you. Are you all right, Becker?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
In that case, maybe you'd like to explain why you broke down my door, pulled the drawers out of my sideboard.
It's a long story.
I'm listening.
Sullivan wants revenge for the death of Madeline Parker.
Sullivan? What are you talking about?
He believes I was responsible for her death.
What was her relationship to Sullivan?
He's her brother.
And he wants what? To kill you?
Not quite. He lured me up to the place where she died with that story about a bear attack.
There wasn't a bear attack?
Oh, there was a bear attack. Sullivan had chained up the victim.
Mr. Hope?
Whiskey Dan.
Whiskey Dan?
We think Sullivan watched the bear tear him apart.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Becker.
Now he's after you.
Me? Why me?
He thinks I killed someone he loved, so he'll return the favor. When you weren't here, I thought he'd already got you.
You're in a lot of danger, Miss Highwood.
From Tim Sullivan? Are you sure you didn't imagine all this, Becker?
In a drunken stupor, you mean?
I was trying to ignore that.
Sullivan forced him to drink.
Neil.
He made threats against him.
I can speak for myself, Neil.
But you wouldn't have, would you?
I'm going to the hotel to check out Mr. Hope. Are you coming?
Let's go.
I'll be downstairs at the paper. Maybe Sullivan will drop by with his report.
I don't think you should be alone.
I have a paper to put out, Becker. If Mr. Sullivan does show up, I'll take out Uncle Henry's old pistol and yell.
It's not funny, Fiona.
Go have a shower, Becker. You really should take better care of yourself.
I'd like to take the Inferno, if you don't mind.
Why?
I think Sullivan meant for me to find it.
But he gave that to me a week ago.
Which means he's had everything planned for a while.
Now I am getting frightened.
It's up here, around the corner.
Do you get the feeling we're being led around by the nose?
Oh, we haven't got a choice, have we? Around here.
Watch out.
What?
The cars!
Oh, you just Becker. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Oh, no problem. My fault.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're quite handy with that broom.
I should have been looking where I was going.
It's all right. There's no harm done. Come on, Neil.
Thank you, Mr. Becker.
Well, you certainly got her whipped into shape.
What?
She looked more frightened than half the people I arrest.
Crazy, isn't it?
907, 909.
Here we are.
Mr. Hope? Mr. Hope? He heard us coming.
Yeah.
Who?
Hope? Sullivan? I don't know.
Dead Man Blues.
Cute.
This record's been playing for about a minute and a half.
It must have gone out that window and down the fire escape.
You see anything?
No. Let's have a look around.
He's getting away, Becker.
He'll be back.
I'm going after him. You haven't any choice. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
We haven't. Unless we learn to think like him.
Where you been?
You realize your fire escape stops about 20 feet above the ground?
Tell Hickey. So what did you find?
He must have gone in a window. Unless he jumped, that is.
No, he didn't jump.
How do you know that?
Because he had it all worked out. He paid off the maid to warn him, and he sat here waiting. He probably didn't put on that record until he heard her yell. And then he climbed out the window, walked down to a previously opened window, slipped back in, and closed it.
You sure?
I talked to the maid.
Get anything?
Yeah, he had a red beard.
Not Sullivan, then.
Take a look in the closet.
One red beard.
That's it. You see the mirror on the back of the door?
Vasciate ogni speranza voi cinentre.
What's it mean?
Abandon hope, all you who enter here.
How'd you know that?
I found it in Dante's Inferno.
What do you think it means?
Well, it could be a comment on the reality of a certain Mr. Hope.
Or he's just playing with us again. So let's check the rooms off the fire escape. That's about the only clue we've got. Come. Ah, Becker, just the man I want to see. What's happened to you?
It's not important right now.
It most certainly is. We can't have our guests seeing you like that. Close the door, Sergeant. Oh, my God, Becker, you've been drinking.
In the line of duty, Mr. Hickey.
Duty to who?
His Majesty, I suppose.
Well, His Majesty may have to pay his salary.
Look, this is all explainable. Right now, we have a problem.
Yes, we certainly do. Look at this.
A real problem.
Read.
They seek him here, they seek him there. He isn't going anywhere. He isn't in heaven. He will be in hell, that damned elusive Aspinall. What is this?
The Scarlet Pimpernel.
I beg your pardon?
It's based on the Scarlet Pimpernel. It was my favorite book when I was a youngster.
Who's Aspinall?
Exactly. And Mr. Aspinall is a guest who disappeared this morning without settling his account. The maid found that note attached to his mirror.
And he's in room...
711. Exactly two floors down. What are you talking about?
Mr. Hope was in room 911. This Aspinall was in room 711. They're the same person, Mr. Hickey.
Perhaps you'd better explain.
We're going to have to search the hotel.
What?
We've got to find him.
No one is searching a single room until I get some explanations. Hickey here. Oh, it's for you, Becker. Miss Highwood.
Fiona, you all right?
I got Sullivan's report.
He's there?
No. Someone pushed it through the mail.
I'll be right there. Fiona, take care of yourself.
I've got Uncle Henry's pistol right here in my desk drawer.
I'm coming right down. She's got Sullivan's report. You start the search.
You are not going anywhere, Becker, until you change your clothes and tell me what's going on.
I'll grab a shirt on the way. Neil can explain everything.
So, Sergeant, start explaining.
The murderer among us. The air grew cool past Half Cup Creek last night as a former trail guide accepted responsibility for the tragic and unnecessary death of Mrs. Madeline Parker. His bottle never far from his lips, Mr. James Becker confessed to the adulterous intrigue which would lead on...
Are you going to publish this?
It's old news, Becker. And it's hardly objective. Cascade Messenger, Miss Highwood speaking.
Afternoon, boss.
It's him.
Give it to me.
Sullivan?
Becker, what a nice surprise. None the worse for your night in the woods, I trust.
I survived.
Of course you did. But I'm afraid you missed the point. I was hoping to teach you the danger of being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What do you mean?
You've got quite the little library here, Becker. The Sun Also Rises, Walden, Shakespeare.
He's in my room.
No Dante, but I suspect you've got Miss Highwood's copy by now.
What do you want, Sullivan?
I thought you might like a little taste of my next move. Scream for Mr. Becker, dear.
Oh, no.
What?
He's got somebody with him.
Mr. Becker, please. Mr. Becker.
It's one of the men.
Mr. Becker!
That's another one you're going to lose, Becker. It's a small loss, I realize, but there could be more if I don't see my report tomorrow, unedited.
You'll wait till hell freezes over before you see that filth.
My section of hell never freezes over, Jimmy. But it might explode if you make me angry.
You're crazy, Sullivan.
Have you any idea what's going to happen to your world when hell explodes? It strikes straight to the heart. Now, you tell Miss Hyde.
I gotta go.
I'm coming with you. No point staying here when the story's there. You think that was a good idea, baiting him like that?
If I can make him mad enough, he might make a mistake.
What about the maid?
That's where we're going.
Where?
My room. He's in my room.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh.
Fiona, are you all right?
I broke a heel.
But you're okay.
I'll be along in a moment.
You know where Becker's room is?
Get going, Sergeant. Damn heel.
Be careful.
Don't worry. The one thing you can bet on is that he's not here now.
You see anything?
It's a bit dark here during the day. That's better. I'll check the closet.
Wait. There's somebody under the blanket.
What? In the bed? What is this?
It looks like a target. You see? He's drawn a target on the blanket, laid it out on top of whoever that is, and stabbed through the center of the bullseye.
Pull it back.
Damn. It's the maid from the hall. The one who tipped him off.
Straight through the heart.
Steady, Becker.
This is too close, Neil. Too close.
Becker?
Cover her up.
Who is it?
The maid.
May I see?
It's not very pretty.
Sergeant.
Let her see, Neil.
Oh.
Breathe easy.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going back to my office, Becker, and I'm going to publish Sullivan's report.
Fiona.
People have to be protected. And if that means we have to give in to some madman, that's what I'm going to do. Sorry.
I know a search is a long shot, but we can shorten it by removing everybody you actually know from the list.
We knew Becky Lustig, Sergeant.
Who's she?
The maid.
We're wasting our time.
What do you mean?
You're not going to find him.
Have you got a better idea, or are you planning to sit there reading all night?
We've got to think like him. It's our only chance. Look, he's given us clue after clue.
What clues?
Well, this copy of Dante's Inferno. He knew I'd find it, so he left me a message. Look at this. The key to many hidden matters.
You don't know.
Well, let's just accept it for a minute. Now, the next item is the message he scrawled on the mirror in 9/11. Abandon hope, all you who enter here.
Yes.
It refers back to the Inferno. Abandon hope, all you who enter here, is printed above the gates of hell. And then we receive the second message.
They seek him here, they seek him there. He isn't going anywhere, he isn't in heaven. He will be in hell, that damned elusive Aspinall.
Another hotel guest.
Another false identity. This time we concentrated on he isn't going anywhere.
Which means he's still in the hotel.
Well, probably. But let's look at the rest of it for a moment. He isn't in heaven, he will be in hell.
Now that's the second reference to hell.
Then when I talked to him on the phone, he told me his section of hell never freezes over, but it might explode. He asked me if I had any idea what would happen to my world when hell exploded. And when he talked about my world, I assumed he meant the hotel.
Oh, he's threatening to blow up the hotel?
Well, not exactly. He's threatening to blow up his section of hell.
Oh, well, that makes everything crystal clear.
A place that never freezes over.
Exactly. Now, the final message.
We found Becky Lustig under a blanket.
With a target drawn on it and a knife through the bullseye.
And into her heart.
That's where we lose him.
What do you mean?
What's a target got to do with hell?
Well, quite a bit. See, Dante's hell is organized like a target. Circles within circles. In the ninth circle, the bullseye, we find Lucifer, the devil.
Okay, but he put a knife through it.
Pointing to the center.
What about the girl?
A knife through the heart. He said the explosion would strike at the heart. The heart of my world?
Isn't the heart another way of saying the center?
You're right. It's a metaphor. It's Sullivan's geography.
What?
Sullivan made notes to keep himself on the trail.
Like a map?
Well, in a way, except that his notes were all metaphors. A tree with a broken branch was a wounded soldier. A boulder was Dr. Rock. Each one of them pointed to a specific object.
Or place.
So the inner circle, the heart of my world, the unfrozen center of hell, what is it? What the hell is it?
The boiler room.
What?
The boiler room! It's the heart of a building!
Well, it doesn't freeze, that's for sure.
Now, 2 years ago, we employed a boiler man. Oh, a mistake. He was very unsuitable.
Is this relevant, Mr. Hickey?
Oh, extremely. Among the many offenses he was dismissed for, the worst, in my opinion, was the word hell, which he carved into the door of the boiler room. We've never been able to completely remove it.
Let's go.
Is it locked?
He's broken something off in the keyhole. We're going to have to knock it down.
It's solid steel.
Do you think there's a bomb inside?
We better get a torch.
Hold it. That's what he expects us to do.
So?
So he could use the heat from the torch to touch off the dynamite.
Dynamite? He was responsible for that explosion up by the quarry.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to dig out around the frame.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know. But we better evacuate the hotel just in case.
Oh, I knew I should have fired that boiler man the minute I saw him.
No, we're wasting our time again.
What? He's always one step ahead. If you follow the clues, he'll always be one step ahead.
So where is he then?
Somewhere between here and the paper.
What makes you say that?
He's not going to blow up the hotel. Not with me here. He wants Fiona, and he wants me to know he's got her. That's the stab in the heart. All the rest is a false trail. Oh,
I don't know, Becker. It wasn't easy to figure out.
Well, if it was, we wouldn't have believed it.
We have to make sure.
Of course. But you don't need me. I'm going to the messenger.
What?
Well, that's where he is.
But it is your duty to protect this hotel.
Yes.
And I am counting on you. The guests are counting on you. Every member of our hotel family is counting on you to fulfill that duty. I mean this, Beck.
Do you want to catch him or not?
That is not your job.
I'll go. No. This one's mine.
You're deserting your post, Becker. Don't expect to find it open when you come back.
Well, what do we do now?
Pray that he's right.
Becker?
Yes. He's not here?
Who?
Let's get inside. I must have beat him down.
What are you talking about?
Sullivan.
Well, if you think putting the chain on the door will convince me not to publish, Becker...
He's coming here.
You told me that this morning.
We just have to wait.
You don't mind if I get back to work?
Maybe you could call the hotel.
If you like. Why?
Find out if it's still there.
What are you talking about, Becker?
If I made a mistake, it may not be.
What mistake?
You can't protect everybody.
Yes.
So you make the choices you have to make, and you live with it. You live with it. But damn it, Fiona, I've got to be right.
I'm not following you, Becker.
Just pray he's only one step ahead.
I don't know what you...
That's him.
Should I answer?
Give me a minute. I'll go around the back and get behind him.
Take care, Becker.
Don't undo the chain.
Well, Miss Highwood, you wanted big city crime. Coming! Coming! Coming!
Evening, boss. Pleased to see me?
Mr. Sullivan.
Aren't you going to let me in?
It's late.
No, that's just a polite way of saying no, isn't it?
No, but it is very late.
Don't you want to know the rest of the story, boss? Don't you want to find out how late it is? Oh, that's it. Back away. Everybody else does. They think I'm sort of weird. Harmless, but weird.
Well, they don't think you're harmless anymore.
But they still think I'm weird, don't they? All that Dante stuff. They've got no idea. You know what your lover... Jimmy Becker is your lover, isn't he? You know what he's doing right now? He's hacking through a wall to prevent an explosion that isn't going to happen. That's the trouble with people like him. They get so close, they can't see what's happening.
You've probably got a point there.
Oh, I've got a point, all right. A very sharp point. My sister, Madeline, your predecessor, she loved Jimmy Becker, and she knew what was happening. I told her, but she ignored me, and he killed her.
It was an accident, Tim.
Is that what you think? Or are you telling yourself that because you love him? Just like Madeline. You're in great danger, Fiona. But it doesn't have to happen to you. Not if you listen to me. Open the door, Fiona.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, Fiona. It's for your own good.
I'm sure you think so, but please.
One more chance, Fiona.
Go away. Go away. Go away. Becker!
You're not coming, Fiona.
Becker!
Son of a new bastard!
Oh, my God.
I guess I'll be off then.
Thanks, Neil.
You better get that arm looked at.
I don't know. If I remember right, the cure hurts a lot more than the cause.
I'm sorry.
My fault. I suppose I should have believed you when you said you could look after yourself.
Hell, if I were you, Becker, I'd never doubt that again.
He didn't suffer, did he?
Two shots like that, he was dead before he hit the ground. All things considered, you probably did him a favor.
Night, Neil.
Oh, and Becker. Mr. Hickey asked me to tell you he wants to see you at 7 sharp. I think he's expecting a very humble apology. Good night, Miss Highwood.
So, can you stay a little while?
I wasn't planning on going.
Oh, I thought if you were going to be there for 7.
Hickey can wait.
But you are going to see him.
I don't know.
Oh. I'm shivering, Becker.
Don't worry. It's over now.
It's not over, Becker. I just killed a man. It doesn't get over.
You'll be all right.
Can't you say anything more useful than that?
There's nothing to say, Fiona.
Then hold me. Hold me very close, Becker. I was so frightened.
It's okay, Fiona. He's gone.
I was so frightened I was going to shoot you. But I pulled the trigger anyway. I'm sorry. You're thinking of quitting, aren't you, Becker?
I don't know. I'm not sure I can do it anymore.
You did your best.
That's not much consolation to Becky Lustig.
She wouldn't have wanted you to quit because of her.
I don't think we know what she'd have wanted.
Do you think Madeline Parker wanted you to become a drunk? You've got to put these things behind you, Becker.
Yeah, I know, but... Oh, hell, Fiona, it's so hard to lose. I don't know if I can do it anymore.
But you've got to.
Got to?
Some of us feel safer with you around.
I think Uncle Henry's pistol was more use than me.
Not everybody has an Uncle Henry, Becker. Besides, think of the people Hickey could hire to replace you.
You really think I should apologize to Hickey?
I think you should go back to work. By the time Hickey reads tomorrow's paper, I guarantee you, you won't have to apologize.
She was wrong about that. But Mr. Hickey did reinstate me. Grudgingly. The next day, we brought Whiskey Dan back to town and buried him in the cemetery along with Becky Lustig. They planned to ship Tim Sullivan back east, but Drake couldn't find anyone who wanted him. So we buried Sullivan in the cemetery too, not far from his victims. I can't say I go there very often, but I think of them. And Madeline Parker. I suppose I'll never know who she really was. And my memory of her gets dimmer every year.
Thank you.
have just heard the final part of The Hunt, episode 13 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch and starring Andy Maton in the title role. The others in the cast were Natasha Georges as Fiona, Daryl Shuttleworth as Sergeant Drake, Stephen Hare as Mr. Hickey, Christopher Hunt as Tim Sullivan, and Barbara Gates Wilson as the maid. Music was arranged and conducted by Michael Becker. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, with sound effects by Norman Hurley. Christine Story was the production assistant. Becker was produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. Our executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.